The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
The best advice. A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. One more time. Thank you for joining us again today.
And we are nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and very grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway.
You got that right, baby.
I know that. And Alive and Well is our message, our life, our commitment. We are fanatic organics. We have to admit to that always. And Alive and Well has such an array and panoply of proteins and vitamins and everything, and the Alive and Well combinations organically produced, wonderful, that you can't even get anywhere else. And we get reports all the time about how magnificent and one of the wonderful, wonderful things that they are doing for everybody. And let us not forget.
What shall we not forget?
Let us not forget that Alive and Well is right there, hand in hand, with a beautiful, comfortable, at a lovely marble bar area with beautiful seats and everything, great air conditioning of the fabulous broth cafe at Alive and Well. And that broth is, remember we've said, but it's worth saying again, broad spectrum is the term broth. Across the boards, fabulous organic, wonderful choices. Whatever your choice happens to be, we always want you to have organic and healthy, which is what you get there at the Broth Cafe. But whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want it's going to be the wild fish, it's going to be no farmed, it's going to be the organic chicken, organic meats, organic vegan dishes, whatever. It's organic over there. And do not forget, Dan, aren't we so ever grateful for the local organic farmers,
because
every day our hearts are one, and every day the fresh produce is brought in, organically produced, not only for our high concentration vegetable, etc. juices, but also for all the vegetables that we use and all the different panoply of wonders that are there. And remember, it's not just that we support the organic Maui farmers, they support us with life and health, et cetera, and great, amazing foods and choices. Right, dear?
Right, dear. You couldn't have said it better. I couldn't have said it better.
I'm not a deer. I'm your deer, right? I'm not a deer. I'm not full of horns and everything else.
Venison, you're not.
Sometimes I feel like poking you with the horns. But anyway, that's another story. But it's just so wonderful. Not only are these choices phenomenal, and we're adding all the time. We're adding right now all kinds of new phenomenal organic choices to the menus. Our prices are insanely, ridiculously wonderful, you know.
And the juices are available as you order. You can order a fresh-made juice right then and there, or you can walk over to the refrigerated case, which every day, freshly made every day, are organic juices, which are really, we have a juicing machine which is squeezes out every last
super high concentration,
whatever batch it might be. Yeah.
And only in glass, no plastic.
But it gets you much more concentrated nutritive value with those that are in the glass case.
That's right. And you know, there's a large panoply of that too. So you can do all the straight vegetable juices and great or different things and other juices too. All kinds of things that are there. Wonderful. And our Vortex water is there for you too all the time.
All the time. All those Vortex, dancing molecules.
That's
all
right.
That water is just dancing.
Right. And free of contaminants and poisons, et cetera. And you just fill it up, dear, because it fills you with life. It's all those wonderful things. And again, let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medicines or take them off doctor's area. But we are educators. We're very grateful to the doctors, holistically minded medical doctors, to the clinical trials which have shown what great nutrients can do, and we share that information.
And as you mentioned, we're not doctors. We don't play doctor.
No.
We don't prescribe.
No.
What we do is report.
That's right.
We report what holistic physicians have done, primarily only holistic physicians, okay? We only deal with natural therapies that is espoused by holistic physicians and helping with every health scenario you could possibly imagine. And that's our function. That's our purpose. We'd love to share that information. If you want more information, you can call the number 877-4950. Set up a day and a time that you want to come in and talk about whatever your health challenge might be. And we will share with you information from holistic physicians.
That's right. And we don't charge a dime.
And there's no charge.
But it's great if we know that if you make a time in our beautiful, comfortable area, really it is, because then we're not with somebody else. Okay? And we're together now, and again, it's important that we understand, you know, knowledge is power, okay? Know the truth, and I'm not taking away from our faith or anything, but know the truth, it does set you free. Knowledge is power. So let's have knowledge. When there is something that hurts you, you can still make a choice and not take what it does, what hurts you, correct? That's why I'm very grateful to this doctor and the many others, but Dr. Ebeling, who reporting here, again, giving all the background in clinical trials, that statins, that's the cholesterol drugs, and the type 2 diabetes risk.
Oh, boy.
And she's starting here, and we'll share it back and forth. Okay, Dan? And she says, they say, statins are the primary drug, underlined, that doctors prescribe to lower cholesterol. Statins are a fairly recent pharmaceutical creation that works by blocking an enzyme in the liver responsible for making cholesterol. Statins became, as the doctors report, one of the most prescribed medications when the guidelines for the high end of total cholesterol guidelines were reduced down to 200 a few years ago. Now tens of millions, I'm just reading the report, of Americans are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs thinking this is the best way to prevent heart disease, underline. In fact, 30% of American men and women over age 40 take a statin drug. The problem is, say the physicians, is that statins come with a host of serious side effects, which are very significant. One of the most serious side effects of statins is a significant increased risk of type 2 diabetes.
Of course.
And there is a black label warning on
exactly
it that it does that. The latest study on this connection shows the link is a lot stronger than was previously reported.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers prospectively study 8,567 men and women, average age 64. All were free of diabetes and not taking statins when the study started. In a following study 15 years later, about 12% of the group had started taking statins, most using either Zocor or Lipitor, simvastatin, otherwise known as atorvastatin, and the rest either Provacol or Lascol, pravastatin or fluvastatin. Most took the statins for over a year, and then 716 new cases of diabetes occurred in that group.
Yep.
Who didn't have any. After controlling for age, sex, smoking, family history of diabetes, other factors, researchers found, clinically listed, that the statin use was associated with a far higher risk for insulin resistance and high blood sugar, and with a 38% increased risk for diabetes.
Because the statin drugs, the side effects of statin drugs are very deleterious to the liver.
That's right.
The liver is the arbiter of blood sugar levels when all is said and done. Okay? The liver controls that.
And they go on to say that the brand of statin and the dosage made no difference, but the risk was especially high for statin users who were overweight, which of course increased for type 2 diabetes as well. The study appeared in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology, highlighted. That's their pharmacologist
drug,
in British.
Big drug publication.
Yes, from Britain. Other recent research shows a similar causal effect between elevated blood glucose, type 2 diabetes, and statins. Here's the key thing to take away and this is underlined, the number one risk factor of having type 2 diabetes is heart disease. Adults with type 2 diabetes are 400% more likely to die from heart disease as adults who do not have diabetes. Mm-hmm. So the diabetes increases your risk.
That increases the death rate.
Right. How do statins increase the risk of diabetes? I'm giving this to you for a second then. Statins have been shown to increase your risk of diabetes through a different mechanisms. The most important one is they increase that resistance to your insulin, which is extremely harmful to your health because then it doesn't work to modulate your blood sugar. Getting it through there, Dan. That's very, very, and yet that's part of the, as part of the...
having trouble with turning the
page. I'm turning the page. And here, Dan, okay. I want you to take up the page and then you can pass it back to me a little later.
All right.
Start at the top.
Here it is, folks, verbatim, again, word for word, right from the medical report. Increased insulin resistance contributes to chronic inflammation. Where have you heard chronic inflammation
you
before?
Talk about that all the time, Dan, and you are so, inflammation is the cause, and that's even been written medically, that inflammation, inflamed destruction of tissue,
fire.
Is the cause of all disease.
It's the source, of the beginning of
all
disease.
All disease, and we are an inflamed nation.
It's chronic inflammation.
That's right.
Let me start from the top again.
Top.
Increased insulin resistance, say the doctors, contributes to chronic inflammation in your body. And chronic inflammation is the hallmark of diseases. In fact, insulin resistance leads to heart disease, which ironically is the primary reason for taking cholesterol-reducing drug in the first place.
So you get the disease you're trying to avoid, right? By taking the drugs.
That's what they say right
That's
there.
That's what they say.
It Proof. Can also promote weight gain, high blood pressure, heart attacks. Cholesterol drugs promote heart attacks.
Yes.
And chronic fatigue and thyroid gland disruption and diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and cancer. Let me just say one thing.
Yes.
I'm giving you a synopsis of what I've read over the past 50 years about cholesterol drugs, okay? Cholesterol drugs deplete the very nutrients in your body which contribute to a strong heart.
That's right.
And a good functioning brain and good heart muscle tone and energy levels. Cholesterol drugs deplete those vital sources.
Right.
So if you're taking a cholesterol drug, say holistic physicians, to reduce your cholesterol and save you from a heart attack, then what you're really doing is weakening the heart muscle
That's
itself.
Right. And they spend a whole lot of time talking about how it robs the body of CoQ10, those drugs, which the heart can't pump without CoQ10.
And the CardioQ10 is the major energy producer for the heart and the brains and the muscles and every cell in your body. And cholesterol drugs deplete, get rid of the CoQ10 that's in your system.
Can I give this to you, Dorit, because this is exactly what you're saying from Newsmax about the CoQ10 and how the cholesterol drugs deplete that.
Can I finish this article
first?
Yeah,
you go right ahead.
Let's do
go
this.
Right ahead.
Then I'll do that.
Okay? I love it.
Okay. Secondly, and then going back to the article, by using the cholesterol drugs, promote weight gain, high blood pressure, heart attacks, chronic fatigue, thyroid disruption, diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and cancer,
right.
Say the doctors.
And one of the side effects that's actually listed is that they create dementia. They've increased dementia in cognitive
because
decline.
Because it reduces the vital energy-producing function of every cell in your body.
You're right.
Okay. Secondly, say the doctors... Back to the article. Statin drugs increase your diabetes risk by actually raising your blood sugar.
Yeah.
When you eat meat that contains starches and sugar, some of the excess sugar goes to your liver, which then stores it away as cholesterol and triglycerides. Statin drugs work by preventing your liver from making cholesterol. As a result, your liver returns the sugar to your bloodstream, raising your blood sugar levels.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on a statin drug, says the article, and find that your blood glucose is elevated, it's possible that you may just have hyperglycemia, a side effect or result of your drug statin medication. Unfortunately, many doctors will often mistakenly diagnose you with type 2 diabetes and then prescribe a diabetes drug like metformin or insulin.
Can I say one thing? One thing we see all the time is people who already are diabetic are prescribed regularly, oftentimes, with these cholesterol and statin drugs, which shoots it through the roof and puts them in the most dangerous circumstance that there is.
That's right.
And you go ahead.
Should I go ahead with the rest
of
the article?
Yes, I did want to say one thing.
When I'm through with the rest of this article, okay? The article says, statin drugs are well known for the muscle weakness and the pain they cause because they break down the cell wall integrity. But statin drugs also affect much more than just the muscles and the blood sugar. Many people reported cognitive problems and memory loss as a result of statin drug medications.
And just like we have spoken about before from holistic doctors reporting that the active form of CoQ10, the cardio coenzyme Q10, is responsible for the production of adenosine triphosphate, cellular energy for every muscle in your body, many more than that, but also that's what the heart depends on and the muscles depend on. And when you are inhibited from producing that by the statin drugs, the muscles in your body break down, kidney failure, et cetera, death, and terrible muscle pain. And that's just what Newsmax was reporting, that statins lower cholesterol, they say. But cholesterol is essential for every cell in the body. This is the report I'm reading from Dr. Russell Blaylock, okay? MD, reporting. In addition, statins destroy muscle fibers, which lead to muscle aches, a factor that has been cited as a key reason people stop taking statin drugs. Research has shown, says Dr. Blaylock, that cardio-Q10 mitigates these muscle pains. For instance, randomized clinical trial of patients taking statins who suffered from severe muscle pain were divided into two groups. One group took the CoQ10, the other didn't. At the end of the study, 75% of the participants reported reduced muscle pain when taking the cardio-Q10, while those taking the placebo reported zero, no improvement.
And going right along with this, as was mentioned earlier, what holistic physicians have found is that statin drugs deplete your body of cardio-Q10. Cardio-Q10 is a major, major antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, energy-producing. You hear ATP, adenosine triphosphate. ATP is what the mitochondria in every cell in your body create, adenosine triphosphate. Adenosine triphosphate is the energy for every microscopic cell in your body. And the heart cells have about 5,000 adenosine triphosphate producing cells in every cell. Every heart cell has about 5,000 mitochondria, which produce the energy for that one tiny little cell. But the cholesterol drugs deplete that energy producing capability. So what happens when most people take the cholesterol drugs is that the cholesterol drugs depleting the energy producing capability of every cell in your heart gives you a weaker heart. Then you have more drugs coming on for high blood pressure. Then you have more drugs coming on for a host of other complications that occur because the heart has been depleted of its energy source. And that's the reason that the authorities state time and again that statin drugs are well known for the muscle weakness and the pain they cause. But statins can affect much more than just the muscles and blood sugar. Many people have reported cognitive problems and memory loss as a result of statin drug medications. And again, it comes down to neutralizing the energy-producing capability of every cell in your heart, your brains, and muscles in your whole body.
And, you know, this is not just one person saying this. And there's a top cardiologist. He has quite a background, Dr. Chauncey Crandall. And Chauncey is the director of preventive medicine, world-renowned Palm Beach Cardiovascular Clinic in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And so he is reporting here in his about heart health. He did a whole thing about heart health, and he says that cardio CoQ10 improves heart function, and he makes this point about this, that the cardio coenzyme Q10 is a naturally occurring substance found in every cell in the body. Objective studies of cardiac output, stroke volume, ejection fraction, and cardiac index showed improvement with all cardio Q10 treatment. Studies have focused on patients with mild to moderate congestive heart failure, but one found that giving a minimum of 100 milligrams of CoQ10 today to advanced heart failure patients improved symptoms in 82% of these patients. Another finding was equally impressive. After CoQ10 therapy, the survival rate was 62% compared to 25% for patients receiving conventional medical treatment. There is no question, says Dr. Crandall, cardiologist, that using higher doses, such as 300 to 500, even two or three times a day, produce even better results. The best thing he says about CardioQ10 is that there are no side effects. It is completely safe in any amount.
That's beautiful. That is.
And I appreciate this wonderful, again, we lived in Florida for many years, this wonderful doctor saying that, okay? And a cardiologist, all right? He is a lecturer and a writer, and he chose that path, and he bases everything with the truth, and that is the truth. So pivotal role in heart health. He says, as Dennis has said so often, it is the vital factor in the energy production process.
Vital. The very essence of energy production is CardioQ10.
Yes.
Because it increases the function of the mitochondria, which actually produce the energy for every cell, and then amplify that by thousands and millions of cells per every heart muscle. I mean, the heart weighs about 8 to 12 ounces, depending on the physical size of the person. But the heart in each of these people is dependent upon the energy capabilities of the mitochondria. And the mitochondria energy production is enhanced and amplified by CardioQ10.
Right, and he makes the point, similar to what you've said, too, that that how the CardioQ10 reduces oxidative stress and supports the health of cells throughout the body, and how it's essential for the mitochondria, and they require the CardioQ10 to turn carbohydrates and fats into energy. And Dr. Crandall says research also shows that this form of CoQ10 plays a role in promoting the health of the inner lining of your blood vessels, a factor that supports normal blood pressure and healthy inflammation response. Unfortunately, he says, the CoQ10 levels decrease with age. They're highest in the first 20 years of your life, but they decline continually after that time.
Yeah. The blessing of aging. Okay. I guess that's how you get knowledge as you get older. You become more aware of what the perspective of life might be. And that's why they recommend that people increase their CardioQ10 dosages with age. A person of 30, 25 or 30 would take maybe 100 milligrams a day. Anything above that, 40 and above, would take maybe 200 milligrams of CardioQ10 a day. As people age into their 80s, they can take 300 or 400 or 500 milligrams of CardioQ10 a day. And as the doctor also mentions, there are no undesirable side effects from increasing the efficiency of the mitochondria producing energy capabilities of your body.
No, and he does, you know, again, as you and I have said, Den, many times, and this is true because it's reported, that remember, a team is not just one player. A team are supportive players. And he says here, don't forget that the routine intake of molecularly distilled, the highest purity fish oil containing these omega-3s are also associated with super heart health benefits, particularly supporting normal blood pressure, arterial function. More specifically, he says, scientific research has shown that the omega-3s found in the purest fish oils, EPA and DHA, promote cardiovascular health. Omega-3s also promote healthy inflammation response and support for brain health.
Those omega-3s are identified as EPA and DHA. And as Dr. Whitaker said how many years ago, honey, you're getting 3,000 milligrams a day of add the numbers of EPA and DHA per capsule. Add those two numbers together. Work up to 3,000 milligrams per day, and you provide your brain with a perfect lube job, lubrication, and your eyes, and your heart, and your vascular system, every capillary, every artery, every vein in your body, says Dr. Whitaker, okay? And he said that how many years ago?
Oh, quite a while ago.
We were young.
And then the Harvard study that did all a meta-analysis of hundreds and hundreds of all the studies with the purest fish oils highest EPA and the DHA, found that that with the intake of those oils, the number one cause of death, sudden cardiac arrhythmia, which kills 1.2 million Americans every year, we would save a minimum of 88% to 92% of those lives. And he says, but it had the same effect on strokes and all other forms of heart attack. And the Harvard doctors said, just based on the number one saving of lives, of the number one cause of death, if all took the super pure fish oils every single day, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year.
That's right.
That's just based on that number one.
Because it isn't just the anti-inflammatory effects that are improving the function of the heart, but every other cellular function in your body, your liver, your kidneys, your brains, every vital organ is improved in efficiency and health and endurance by using the EPA, DHA in larger amounts.
That's exactly right. You know, talking about supportive players is... there's endless reports, and Dr. McColl reporting about a wonderful amino acid, which actually I didn't know till just recently, that it is the major thing, nutrient used in Japan for congestive heart failure, and it is taurine.
The amino acid taurine
reported by Dr. Joseph Mercola, and he just reports the clinical trials and all the research. He is not doing an opinion study.
Right.
He's reporting. And he speaks about all the different things that taurine helps with longevity, lifespan, and one of the main things about it is, and just like it says even right on the label of it, is it plays a major role in stabilizing the heartbeat and electrical activity of the nerve. But Japan uses that as their main thing for congestive heart failure prevention.
Beautiful.
I know it's certainly great. So again, they're doing different things. The pumping of the heart with the cardio Q10, getting that throughout all the body and the energy of the cells. The taurine keeping the nervous system, the neurological system, healthy, balanced, and well, and preventing fibrillation of that.
That's
okay.
It.
Okay. And he does all kinds of studies here. Which we could take, hours and hours. But again, all these medical studies that he quotes here, Journal Science, the essential amino acid taurine plays an important role in longevity, healthy aging, benefits brain and heart health, needed for healthy muscle function, bile salt formation, antioxidant defenses, and he quotes, everything he says is a quote. It protects antioxidant status. And he goes on and on about that, but it's just another tremendous support player, which I thought was very important to make sure it keeps included for all of that. And I would like you to read this one here of your taurine deficiency associated with chronic disease. Okay? Read that page.
Right.
By Dr. McCullough.
Here we go,
explaining the clinical trials.
One more time, word for word. In humans, data suggests people with lower blood levels of taurine have increased risk of several chronic and or degenerative diseases, including obesity, diabetes, insulin resistance, liver disease. Now keep in mind, folks, these are from lack of a very important food component, an amino acid called taurine. Again, from the top. These degenerative diseases include obesity, diabetes, insulin resistance, liver disease, high blood pressure, systemic inflammation. Again, that chronic fire situation is the source of all disease. Retinal degeneration, heart disease, immune dysfunction, and muscle wasting. Taurine, says the doctor, is a treatment of heart disease and stroke. Importantly, patients suffering from heart failure tend to be deficient in taurine, which is thought to be related to its ability to improve mitochondrial function, again, energy-producing metabolism. Restoring taurine levels in these patients has been shown to improve the contractile function of their hearts. Contractile is the muscle squeezing the blood out of the artery, into the arteries, into the rest of your body. The contractile function, when you contract a muscle, it becomes very strong. Stroke victims may also benefit from taurine, as explained in 2013 paper titled "The Neuroprotective Mechanisms of Taurine Against Ischemic Stroke." Goes on and says that taurine is an endogenous amino acid, exhibits a plethora of physiological functions. It exhibits antioxidant properties, stabilizes membrane, functions as an osmoregulator, modulates ionic movements, reduces the level of pro-inflammatories, regulates intracellular calcium concentration, all of which contributes to its most neuroprotective effect, which, I'm turning the page, they do this just for suspense, make you turn a page right in the middle, improves the ischemic stroke. Cerebral ischemia is due to partial or complete reduction of blood flow to the brain. Insufficient oxygen and glucose supply in cerebral ischemia leads to unsustainable cellular homeostasis, which initiates cell injury.
And so a tremendous player, tremendous player. And you know, we keep learning about the great versatility of certain nutrients. We're very big believers in the vitamin K2, MK7 form, you know, and about how it cleans, which is well known. It helps build bones tremendously along with vitamin D3 because it cleans the calcification in the plaque, proven, out of the arteries, keeping them young, beautiful, and strong, while putting the calcium where it's supposed to be in the bones, and has been reported endlessly, along with the vitamin D3, of increasing bone density 60 to 70%. It's critical. But here's a new study reported by Dr. Roizen, MD, in a medical update just came out, and it said the vitamin K2 MK7 keeps the lungs healthy. And here's his report. People who have low levels of vitamin K2 in their blood are more likely to have poor lung function, suffer with asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, wheezing, according to a study published in the European Journal of Open Research. University of Copenhagen researchers studied 4,092 people ages 24 to 77 using lung function testing called spirometry. A lot of these words are new to me. Along with blood samples, they found that participants with low levels of vitamin K2 had lungs with lower functioning than those with average levels. Vitamin K2 plays a role in blood clotting, wound healing, but the Danish researchers found that it also plays a major part in keeping lungs healthy.
Beautiful.
That was
beautiful.
Certainly new to me. And if you'd like to read how vitamin D3 improves cancer survival, I'd like you to read that.
And K2, it mentioned earlier that it helps with building bones. See, vitamin D3 is maximal importance of helping to bring the calcium and nutrients into the bloodstream. But it just leaves it there. Vitamin K2 picks up that calcium to reducing the plaque capabilities of undistributed calcium, picks up that calcium and puts it in the bones where it belongs, and in the central nervous system where it's required. Okay, with this article, vitamin K2 keeps lungs healthy. People who have low levels of vitamin...
And that's also, we were also talking about the D3 and what it does in vitamin
D3. Oh, the D3, okay.
You better.
D3 supplement. Improve cancer survival. A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Network Open, found that supplementing with vitamin D3 improves survival rates of cancers of the digestive tract, including colorectal cancer. The TP53 gene produces the P53 protein to prevent cells from becoming cancerous. However, cancer has the ability to mutate this gene, and the mutated P53 protein helps cancers grow and become immune to therapy. For patients whose immune systems produce antibodies to control the production and release the mutated proteins, were more than 2.5 times more likely to improve their chances of survival if they took vitamin D3 daily compared to patients who had the antibodies but did not take vitamin D3 supplements. So vitamin D3 is a major, major contributor to your brain, your heart, your vascular, your muscle, your immune system, and very important, as this article proves, about with cancer prevention.
That's right. It's absolutely incredible. All the different things. A major news publication, Newsmax, was also saying that the Cardio Q10 was saying tremendously reduces chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. So that's another supplementation is helpful, they said. Their studies have found significantly reduced pain, fatigue, and morning stiffness among people with fibromyalgia. And in addition to providing fuel for mitochondria, powerful antioxidant, and reduced inflammation and protects that mitochondria.
That's very critical. That last phrase you mentioned, creating energy for the mitochondria. Again, back to the mitochondria. They produce the energy for the one cell in which they're contained. But when you have the CardioQ10, it increases their efficiency of creating energy and thereby improving every function of that cell and every function of the organ which that cell is an integral part.
And, they even quote here, this again, Newsmax quoting, studies in clinical trials. It says, a study published in the medical journal, Neuroendocrinology Letters, noted that, quote, symptoms such as fatigue and autonomic and neurocognitive symptoms, that's nerve-brain symptoms,
right,
are caused by CoQ10 depletion.
There you are.
They quote, this is just amazing, protecting the mitochondria, just as you said, reducing inflammation. And when we're talking about the endless stream of rejoicing, lovely and wonderful people telling us about what saved me and saved so many others, including our daughter, was Pain Power. Can you talk about that and inflammation?
Well, Pain Power works by neutralizing, putting out the fire. Pain Power is the fire truck. It's the firemen. It's the fire personnel who are spraying water or anti-inflammatories onto a raging inferno. Because as we've stated so many times, and as these articles also state here today, is that inflammation, chronic inflammation, is the creator of all disease. Every disease known to medical science is created from a chronic inflammatory state brought about by lack of proper nutrition, high presence of toxic components in your bloodstream, which prevents natural metabolism and energy production. But Pain Power reduces that inflammation dramatically. You've heard about the effects of turmeric, how effective turmeric is for health rejuvenation. Turmeric has some curcumin in it. In fact, the major ingredient in turmeric, which is responsible for the health improvement, is curcumin. There's a turmeric substance will have about 2% of curcumin in it. But the Pain Power contains 2,000 times more curcumin per serving than does turmeric itself. 2,000% more. That's phenomenal anti-inflammatory capabilities and safe. There is no toxic effect from taking the Pain Power.
And the combination also includes that wonderful Boswellia, which has been used for thousands of years with not only no side effects, endless benefits, and it's got that full dose of that. And also the systemic enzymes, it's free of any allergen. That's critically important, any animal or any allergen across the planet. no side effects whatsoever, but it has the type of systemic enzymes that eat up inflammatory compounds.
That's the idea. And natokinase and serratiopeptidase and amla and boswellia, these are all components in Pain Power, each of which makes a major contribution to reducing inflammation, chronic excessive inflammation, which is the major destructive component.
And what always gets me is the broad spectrum of benefits. Because a nutrient, oftentimes you think of it, well, if you want to isolate it to one factor that it's able to produce, one aspect that it's so great for. What gets me all the time is the broad spectrum. And Dr. Mercola reporting the thing about NAC+, the active form of NAC, in different things that were used so powerfully. But here, this is very important because so many people, particularly now, I think, are severely stressed and have emotional, even psychiatric, and other types of symptoms like that. And Dr. Mercola, again, just the reporting of what actually, and citing the clinical trials, everything he says, every statement, clinical medical trials. And he says that the NAC Plus shows great promise for psychiatric and neurological disorders. NAC Plus, says Dr. Mercola, and quoting the trials, shows particular promise also in the treatment of mental health disorders, including post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and substance abuse disorder. Every statement he makes, lines of clinical trials. It's known, NAC Plus, to modulate pathophysiological processes such as oxidative stress, neuroinflammation, that's nerve inflammation, and dysregulation of dopamine neurotransmitter symptoms that contribute, those negative things, NAC mitigates that, those negative things contribute to psychiatric and neurological disorders. According to a medical systematic review, that's across the board's review, published in the medical journal Neuroscience and Behavioral Reviews, and he quotes the doctors. Here's the quote. In this systematic review, we find favorable evidence for the use of NAC Plus in psychiatric and neurological disorders, particularly autism, Alzheimer's disease, cocaine and cannabis addiction, bipolar depression, trichotillomania, nail biting, skin picking, obsessive compulsive disorders, schizophrenia, drug-induced neuropathy, that's the nerve breakdown, and progressive myoclonic epilepsy. Disorders such as, still quoting the doctors here, disorders such as anxiety, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and traumatic brain injury have evidence in studies that overall NAC Plus treatment is completely safe and tolerable, the doctors. This is, again, you think you know it because of the liver, because of the kidneys, because of the congestion of the lungs, because of the anti-COVID and other infections. And look at all the clinical trials cited in all of this about psychiatric and neurological help
phenomenal.
With the NAC Plus, okay?
Just phenomenal.
And, you know, it's just phenomenal. It could go on forever. There's just so much. And we have reports that we're going to also include when we go on, because Dr. Schallenberger has all kinds of reports about why everyone over age 50 has to take melatonin and all the different benefits. And that's another whole different area. We want to save that because...
It's another whole show.
It's another whole show because it's... But it's amazing because you think in so many ways that you know a lot about a particular nutrient, and then you find more and more. And another medical report here, reported in Epic Health, that, and the doctor reporting, Kelly Brogan, MD, and talking about, she says every day she sees patients who want to do everything in their power to avoid mind-altering pharmaceutical drugs, okay? Because, again, they can be so... And she does this whole involved report that vitamin B12 deficiency has long been implicated in the development of depression.
And unfortunately, vegans are short of vitamin B12 because there's no B12 in to speak of at all in their dietary. So if you are a vegan, we're not saying you have to start eating liver. What we are suggesting is that you might want to follow the advice of these holistic physicians who talk about B12 supplementation. And we have several very superb B12 supplements at Alive and Well,
right,
which are under the tongue or on top of the tongue or a liquid form or a drop, whatever form is convenient for your use. But you want to incorporate those things into your lifestyle, into your dietary, because B12 is a major, major metabolic improvement.
Right, and she does say here that a severe deficiency of B12 can lead not only to deep depression, paranoia, and delusions, and memory loss, but also incontinence, the loss of taste and smell, and physical brain shrinkage and dementia. I didn't quite know that. The medical literature, says the doctor, is filled with case reports of people with these conditions that vitamin B12 cured. In fact, she says, one of my favorite game-changing papers was a 2003 case report of a lifelong vegetarian, just like you were saying, Dennis, I'm just saying, who experienced a month and a half of progressively worsening depression. Eventually, she began to hear voices and feel paranoid. The 52-year-old postmenopausal woman ultimately became what's called catatonic, which meant she was awake and alive, but totally unresponsive. Wow. And largely in an otherwise vegetative state. Okay. You would assume this would a serious case of severe pathology, right? And she goes on to say, but she was cured. This woman was cured with vitamin B12.
B12.
Just what she says. Guess what? She had a low intake of B12 and completely recovered with that particular wonderful nutrient. And it's something that Dennis and I greatly believe in, okay?
And here's something to consider. When you're taking B12, when you're taking the supplement, hold it in your mouth for a moment or two. Hold it under the tongue. There are really miraculous receptor sites under your tongue for absorption of nutrients directly into your bloodstream. An example is, you've heard of people with heart condition having nitroglycerin. If they're having a heart attack or a health crisis, they take a nitro capsule and they snap it under and put the contents under their tongue. Why under the tongue? Because it's much more efficiently absorbed than swallowing it and taking it down your throat. Within 15 or 20 seconds after applying the under-the-tongue treatment for a nitroglycerin, suddenly this cardiac cripple who was ready to pass on to another realm is fully aware, conscious, and ready to play a game of tennis. It's
right.
It's amazing how quick the absorption is. And B12 is readily absorbed in the same manner.
And she makes the point that we've made many times in the store. The most desirable form of B12 is methylcobalamin.
Yeah.
It says that on it, methylcobalamin, which is the form produced by our gut bacteria and works perfectly. So it's the methyl, which is the natural substance dissolving on the tongue or under the tongue. So very important.
That's right.
To do that. It's very interesting that all the different aspects. You can think, you know, as we said with NAC, one aspect of it, and with the lungs, and used by the top hospitals because it's the major supplement that improves liver function, especially in people who have the leading cause of liver failure, which is over-the-counter NSAIDs, you know, Tylenol and the other. That's well known. And that they use the NAC Plus in order to regenerate the liver and restore it back to normal again.
And also is instrumental in producing glutathione, the major, major antioxidant produced by the liver, which reduces inflammation, improves lung function. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal nutrient.
Yes, just exactly. McCullough quotes just exactly what you said. NAC Plus is already valued in the medical field for helping increase glutathione in the body, which prevents liver damage in cases of acetaminophen, Tylenol. It also reduces acetaldehyde toxicity, quote from the studies, which causes even hangovers. Okay, but it seems, you know, that NAC is living up to its reputation as an old substance with new tricks. And he talks about how it helps to fight resistant cancer cells. So all the different things that, you know, that it's used for, it's quite amazing how we can...
Do you know something, honey? All nutrients are old substance with new awareness. Remember Hippocrates? Do you remember old pal Hippocrates?
Yes, he said, let your food be your medicine.
Let your food be your medicine. But that's all they had at that time, was food. and the food was grown without the chemicals, herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, and all the heavy metals that are contributed to our society and our water and our air and the soil, which we invariably imbibe when we eat that food. That's why holistic physicians and health nuts recommend eating food that has full nutritional value without the junk, without all the man-made improvements, okay? And by taking the vitamins, the right supplementation program that all these holistic physicians recommend, you amplify that nutritional health-building capabilities.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's interesting because just... It's just that so much information goes on and on and on. And now Mercola is also reporting to that the FDA is facing pressure to eliminate red dye, R-E-D, one word, dye, D-Y-E, nationwide. This was recent. California's done it statewide. Now the pressure's on the FDA to take the reins and ban red dye number 3 nationwide. And then they quote, Dr. Mercola is quoting, the dye, which was banned from topical use nationwide as far back as 1990 because of its link to cancer, unreal, is used as a coloring for numerous food products such as soda, yogurt, snacks, and frozen desserts. We're talking a non-organic. The purpose is to make the foods look bright and inviting to eat, but studies have linked them to hyperactivity in children. In a review of studies, says Mercola, they've also been linked to memory and learning. And Mark Miller, a scientist with California's EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, says it's time for the FDA to go all the way and ban these dyes altogether. Quote, I think the evidence is compelling from these human studies that children's consumption of these synthetic food dyes can greatly contribute to increase in symptoms like inattention, hyperactivity in children, he told NPR, And these dyes are already severely restricted in the European Union, but they are used in the U.S. of A. The red dyes nationwide
and
what they do.
And it isn't just the red dyes. All those comments that the doctors made about the negative effects of the dye, of the red dye. There are 35,000 chemicals allowed in the American food supply. 35,000. Why? Because they wanted to make it look pretty. To have the right texture, because the nutritional value, the actual food value itself is depleted by the food processing and by the chemical applications and the growth cycle. All those things are neutralizing the nutritive content. So what we can do is mask the lack of nutrients with texturizers and formulations which are coloring agents and flavoring agents. And every chemical in the world is added to improve a non-nutritive substance. That's why holistic physicians say, increase your use of nutritive concentration, the vitamins, the proteins, the healthy fats, the healthy amino acids. Give yourself the optimal nutrient level on a daily basis.
And make sure the things are organic, without the poisons, without the chemicals, without all of them. It may look like, oh, it's just a pretty color. It's more, it's a pretty color cancer causer, okay? And a variety of terrible things can happen as a result of that. So let's get away from the bad and get back to the good and come to Alive and Well and trust Alive and Well. We love you. We care about you. You've got to eat at that wonderful broth cafe. You always call our number, 877-4950, for any one of our wonderful services. We are there for you all the time, okay? We are there. We love you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you, folks, one more time, that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului.
Aloha.